just play a little bit. Play from your heart, Jay. Just while he's playing, just minister to the Lord in your own heart. Let's just wait on the Lord here for a minute.
To be afraid. Thank you, Lord. You perfect that which concerns me. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you supply each and every one of our needs. We never have to walk in defeat, for you are always with us. You are always there. So we thank you, Lord, that we do not have to worry. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be afraid. We thank you, Lord, that you perfect that which concerns me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that I do not have to worry. We thank you, that we do not have to be afraid. We thank you, Lord, that you perfect that which concerns me. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come on, sing it with me.
Thank you, Lord, that I do not have to worry. Thank you, Lord, that I do not have to be afraid. perfect that which concerns me. Thank you, Lord. Concerns me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. That we do not have to worry. Thank you, Lord. That we do not have to be afraid. Thank you, Lord. You perfect that way. Concerns me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That I do not have to worry. Thank you, Lord. That I do not have to be afraid. Thank you, Lord. You perfect that away. Concerns me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That I do not have to worry. Thank you, Lord. That I do not have to be afraid. Thank you, Lord. You perfect that which concerns.
Of life may bring. And Father, you lift up a standard against all of that, and we stand safe and secure. For Lord, you are a refuge for the weary. You are a habitation for the poor. You are strength for those who are weary. And Father, we thank you that we can run into the name that's above every other name. We can run into the name of Jesus. Be free from all that concerns us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we serve a good God, don't we? I tell you what, you always ought to sing to the Lord. Amen. Not everyone should record, but everyone should sing. You know, I can remember, I've said this before, but it's the truth. I can remember growing up, I'd come home from school, and my father would just be sitting there with his guitar and singing. And I asked him one day what he was doing. And he said, I'm singing songs of deliverance. And friend, it's the truth. I see faith, it's got to be released. And the only way it can be released right is when it's coming from your heart. Amen. And oftentimes when you're singing, especially singing a new song unto the Lord, the lyrics aren't coming from your mind, they come from your heart. And so when you pull them up from your heart, you're not just pulling up lyrics, you're pulling up faith. And faith changes things. Amen. Faith moves things. Amen. It can set things straight, set things on course, set things on path. So don't be afraid to sit in your own house and sing a new song to the Lord. Just pull out some lyrics from your heart and watch God just move in your life and move in those circumstances. Amen? Amen. You got anything, Brother Dean? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just open our hearts. And
before we even began to sing, I heard the Lord as Rob and the praise and worship team were singing and worshiping, and this just rose up out of my spirit. The Lord says, I am a sure foundation for you. And when you trust me and when you put your heart's confidence in my word, there's a foundation being built in your life. It'll cause the storms of life to pass by the right and on the left. And sometimes you'll be shaken, but in the end you'll win because your life is built on a sure foundation. And that foundation of God's word, it'll cause you to rise up when others want to lie down. It'll cause you to speak out when others will want to be silent. It'll cause you to act out in faith what God's showing you in your heart to do when others will just stand by and watch. Because that sure foundation that the Lord has been building in your heart, it's causing you to be stronger and stronger in your spirit man. And the Lord says that's why it's important to sit at the Master's feet and receive the word of the Lord. Because every time you pray and every time you read God's word and every time you meditate in the word and every time you come together in this assembly and hear the word of God being preached and taught, there's a sure foundation being built on the inside of your spirit man that'll cause you to be stronger and stronger and stronger. And you'll get bolder and bolder and bolder, and the light will shine brighter and brighter. Brighter and brighter, and you'll get freer and freer and freer, and you'll rise stronger and stronger and stronger. And the Bible tells us that when we know our God, we'll be strong and do mighty exploits. And the Lord says, this is the day and this is the hour for you to know that that sure foundation of Christ and of His Word that's on the inside of you, it is absolutely foolproof, and it'll give you success in everything you do when you put your faith and trust and confidence in the Word of God, because He says that heaven and earth will pass away, but His Word will never pass away. So when you come together to receive the Word of the Lord, open up your heart and say, thank you, Lord, for your word, because it's a sure foundation. It's something that I can stand on. It'll make me strong. It'll make my family strong. It'll make this church strong. It'll cause this city to rise up, glory to God, and demonstrate to this world that we serve a mighty God that's mighty to save and mighty to heal and mighty to deliver. He's a mighty God in our midst, and He's given us His word. And that's why this church is strong. That's why this church will continue to grow and grow and grow and increase and increase and increase and multiply and multiply and multiply, because we exalt His word, and God is honored in that, and He is blessed in that. And that's how you grow, that's how you become strong, when you realize that that sure foundation, the word of God that's being planted in your heart, it will grow up and it will produce and it will multiply, and it will cause you to have increase in your life, in every area of your life, because it's the word of God that lives and abides forever, and it's your word that God's given to you. So rise up, appreciate it, and walk in the light of it, and be blessed by the power and the truth in God's word. That sure foundation in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep the lights like they are. You guys stay up here. You can be seated out there in the audience if you need to be and rest. But let's just wait on the Lord here for a minute. You guys, you can stand on the padded one if you need to. Father, we come before you tonight. We just worship you. We come into your presence with joy, singing. We draw near unto you. Hallelujah. I hear this in my heart. Why do I not have to worry? How can I not be afraid? This is why. For the Lord, He goes before you, and He will guard your way. For before time began, before the world ever took shape, the Lord walked in these ways. The Lord planned out these days. And you can rest assured that as I sees your needs, you can rest assured that your heart, His heart, hears your cry. You can rest assured that there's no tear that has come from your eye that He has not seen and He is not touched by. So the Lord says this evening, just relax over in Him. Make your peace in His arms. Let rest settle down in your soul. And know that everything's going to be all right. Know that there's no storm that He cannot calm. For just as the Lord walked on the shore and walked on the water in turbulent seas, that in the midst of a turbulent heart, the Lord is still there. That there's no storm that can cause His feet to sink. And that He is there in you, working in you, working in your life, and working on that which concerns you. So just relax in Him. Make your peace in Him. Let your rest be in Him. And know that as long as the Lord is with you, everything's going to be all right, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have you ever seen a bucket with still water? Maybe you have. Maybe you've left a bucket outside or something like that. But water can maybe fill up in it. Maybe it's raining outside. And it's perfectly still. And then you look at it, and maybe one little drop of rain or water hits that water in that bucket. And just that one drop, have you ever noticed how just ripples spread out? And over a period of time, those ripples will still kind of resonate within that bucket. But then it kind of stops until the next drop hits. And when that next drop hits, those ripples will go throughout that bucket again. See, that's how the Lord leads. That's how He guides. A lot of times people are looking for, I don't know, sentences or some type of direction that in our minds would be clearer. But it's that ripple in your heart. It's during some time during the day, like we were saying Sunday, just a flash, just a drop in your heart, and it resonates. It ripples in you. Friend, that's God. That's God. That's your helper. The Holy Spirit's called the helper. There's no leading that He will ever give you that'll hurt you. And you got to be diligent to pay attention to those drops. They'll just drop things in your heart. If you don't pay any attention to it, then it'll be like it never happened. It'll be like you never saw the direction. It'll be like you never got anything at all. That's why Jesus repeatedly, if you've ever read your Bible, which I know you have, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, remember what Jesus would say? He'd always say, take heed. Take heed to what you hear. You got to take heed to it. That just simply means, as we would say today, pay attention. Don't be a forgetful hearer. It's not the man who hears the word who sees results. It's the man who hears and does the word. And so I want to encourage you, be looking for that. Be looking for that. I can remember a time in my life where I was getting those drops of water in my bucket. I was at Rhema, just a young guy in Bible school, get those drops. is resonating in my heart. And I knew that there was this particular thing I needed to make adjustments in. It wasn't an angel appearing or a prophecy or anything dramatic. When people think of God leading, they often think of the dramatic. But just in my heart, just like a drop of water hitting still water, just a ripple. Ripple on the inside. I need to make adjustments. I need to make changes. And for whatever reason, I suppose there are a lot of reasons that we do what we do. But for whatever reason, I just kept putting it off. You ever done that? You don't have to raise your hand. But just for whatever reason, just kept putting it off. And I came home from Bible school. And came home for some special meetings. It was during the summer. And we had a lady by the name of Patsy Caminetti in. And my mom was pastoring the church. I came in for the meetings. And we took her out to lunch. And while we were having lunch, she looked up at me at the table. And she said, "You're this close. You're this close." She said, "I see you on an edge of a cliff. And you're this close to just walking right off of it." And that she said some other things, but for now, that's all I have in my heart to say. But I knew what she was talking about. I knew I was just that close. And she went back up with us. She drove up with us. That following week was camp meeting over at Rhema. And she drove with us. And I can remember, my mom probably remembers this. Patsy was in the back seat of the car, laid out, just sleeping. Me and my mom were driving. And man, I tell you what, I made a decision in my heart. I'm gonna do what I need to do, you know? And a lot of things, sometimes it's not big stuff, this particular thing, it wasn't a big thing. But see, the Bible teaches us that a little leaven, just a little leaven, it'll mess up the whole lump. See, leaven, when you put it in bread, it's the thing that makes it rise. And just a little bit of that leaven, man, it calls that whole loaf of bread, that whole dough of bread, just to rise up. It changes the whole thing. And see, friends, that's what weights and sin does. It's just a little leaven. Doesn't have to be big stuff. Just a little leaven. It'll do the job. And you remember even Jesus talking to his disciples. He said, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees." They said, "It's because we forgot to bring bread." And Jesus said, "Didn't you just see what I just did? I had 5 loaves and 2 fish, fed 5,000 people." I just stopped thinking naturally. He was saying there are things that they'll say that if you're not careful, it'll get over in your heart. And when it gets over there in your heart and it starts to resonate, well, it'll just leaven the whole thing. You don't have to turn there. Just stay just like you are. I'm going to read this to you. In Psalms chapter 1. The Lord's good to us, isn't he? Psalms 1:1 says this: "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." I never will forget a lady by the name of Nancy Dufresne came into our church, preached off this one time. And she said, notice the progression. Blessed is the man that walketh. That's the first progression. Not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth. That's the second progression. In the way of sinners, nor sitteth. That's the third progression, the final progression. In the seat of the scornful. There's a progression. See, with weights and sin, there's progression. A lot of times we just walk right through it. That's what we should do with sin, right? And weights, things we need to know, we know we need to make adjustments in, things like that. We just walk right through it. We know we missed it. We know we need to change. So what do? We change, man. We don't hold any condemnation. We don't hold anything back from the Lord. We go in, we make the adjustments. We admit it, quit it, and forget it, and move on, walk right through it. But see, sometimes we don't walk. Sometimes we stand. And the danger of standing is what happens. Exactly. Your feet get tired. That's why I had you sit just then, right? You got a concrete floor underneath your feet, right? Your feet get tired. When you get tired, you sit. And what's the danger of sitting? Have you ever sat somewhere so long you didn't feel like getting up? I have. That's when it's dangerous. That's when no good. Well, why am I saying all this? Here's why. This is a year of greater things, ladies and gentlemen. A year greater things. It's just time, right? It's just time to say, you know what? I'm not going to sit and stand with my feet on the edge of a cliff waiting for something to push me over. Whatever you need me to do, Lord, I'll do it. Wherever you want me to go, Lord, I'll go. Whatever mindset I need to change, I'll change. But I'm going to work with you. Remember what Paul wrote? He said, in the Lord's house, many vessels, some to honor, some to dishonor, some of wood and clay, earth and stubble, but others, oh, they're fine utensils. He said, be like those, fit, ready, equipped, proven, be used for the master's use. Well, how do we get there? He said, therefore, let a man purge himself. Remember, that's that word purge again. Let him purge himself. Got away some things. So here's what we're going to do. It's 7:47. It's hard to believe. It's already 7:47. For the next couple of minutes, I'm going to ask you just to sit. Just sit. You can stand if you want to stand. Sit. This is okay to sit. You all right? And I'm just going to ask them to sing, play, whatever they have on their heart to do. And during that, I want you to look for something. See, sometimes, and we know because it's been raining a lot here, sometimes a storm just comes through. And it's like a shower of raindrops all hitting at the same time. And that's the beauty of a church like this. Is we believe God for the rain. And what I mean by that is our ultimate goal when you come into this place is not for you to be impressed by me. That's not my prayer. It's never my prayer. My prayer is that when you hear my voice with your natural ears, that you will hear from Him in your heart. What am I wanting? I'm wanting a raindrop to hit you. And so I'm just in faith right now. And when we begin singing, it's just going to be like rain in your spirit. There's going to be some drops there. And when those drops hit your heart, make a decision to make adjustments. See, God very seldom changes things. Somebody says, what do you mean? God very seldom changes things just by himself. Here's how God changes things. He gives you strategy. And when you execute the strategy, that's when things change. King Jehoshaphat, Lord, there's armies all around me. Said he set himself aside to ask help of the Lord. When he asked help of the Lord, you know what the Lord gave him? Gave him a strategy. Send the praisers out first. When Israel was wanting to go in the promised land, he didn't make just walls fall down. He didn't just fight a battle for them. You know what he did? He gave them a strategy. Here's what I want you to do. March around that city 7 times. On the 7th time, no one say a word. Until that 7th time, lift up a voice and shout. When you shout, the walls, they will come down. He gave them a strategy. See, this is how God works. Peter couldn't catch any fish. He didn't just command all the fish to jump on the seashore. He gave Peter a strategy. When Peter fulfilled the strategy, that's when he saw a boatload of fish. Now, strategy comes in all shapes, forms, and sizes. But here's the deal. Tonight, when the Lord drops something in your heart, even if it seems like it has nothing to do with what you've been praying about, that's your strategy. And when you execute that strategy, walls come down, multitudes of fishes come in, battles are fought and won by the Lord. Amen. So look for that drop in your heart as we worship the Lord. Go ahead, guys. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This is my desire.
Say, just let him wash it away. As he plays, just let him wash it away. Any guilt, any shame, just let him wash it away. Let the Lord wash it away. Just as when David played for Saul and all that left him, just as we end this service, as he's playing, just let the Lord wash all of that away. Thank you. sense in my heart that there is a man who's been engaged in a business deal. And it, from the outside looking in, it seems as if everything's okay. But you know in your heart that that thing's about to break down. And the Lord had been leading you and guiding you to make adjustments and changes. And I just hear the Lord say tonight, don't worry about that. I see your heart, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to provide for you. I hear the Lord just say, commit it unto me and commit yourself unto me. Live for me and you'll see me carry you right on through. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Just let's end in prayer. Say this after me. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that my past, it's past. It's over. It's done with. It's gone. It's washed away. From here on, from this evening on, I make a decision. I'm walking free. No more bondage. No more depression. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more worry. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Lord Jesus, this evening you've set me free, so I will not worry. I will not be afraid, for you perfect that which concerns me. Thank you, Lord. I am free from here on out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, we've so enjoyed having church with you this evening. If you want to stay, I'll have them keep playing for a couple of minutes more. If you want to just sit and resonate. If not, you can feel free to go. We always enjoy having you here with us. And we want to encourage you, if you need prayer for anything, at the end of the service tonight, myself and others will be standing down here ready and willing to pray with and for you. If you're a guest here this evening, if this is your first time here, man, we're so glad you're able to worship here with us. And we had fun tonight, a little bit different, but we believe you were touched and pray that you were. Hope you can come back again and again. We got a free gift we want to give to you. It's on either side of the altar. You can go over there and get a free gift. It's just our little way of saying thank you for coming to Word of Life Church. Amen. You guys are dismissed.